Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Daniel Turner is back with us this afternoon to talk about some issues related to energy. He is the CEO of Power of the Future, and there were some rules that came out that were rewritten by the EPA last week that I think were a little undercovered by the legacy media, mainly because, well, maybe all media, because of the news cycle, and it's been so busy. But Daniel Turner, how are you? Welcome back to 97.1 FM Talk in St. Louis.
No, it is great to be on with you. Thanks for having me.
So this is something that they tried to, or I guess they didn't try to do, but the EPA kind of wrote this rule last Thursday or released it?
Yes, and you notice this is not legislation. This is not written by the people who represent us in a Republican form of government. This is just pulling the levers of big government, right? This is the Biden administration knowing there's no appetite for any of this climate radical nonsense, which is really going to hurt the American energy industry, hurt our electric grid, but we'll get to that. But Biden knows there's no appetite for this, so he has to use the big bad government executive orders and all of these rules in the bureaucracy to push an agenda that nobody wants.
So what did this specifically target? Was this basically about coal plants, or does this also, you know, cover some of the EV nonsense out there?
It covers coal, and it's, you know, there's this misconception that we burn coal dirty in America, and we don't. People have seen images of coal smokestacks, and they see the plumes billowing out. That's water vapor, right? That's not smoke. We don't burn coal dirty. Our coal does not really pollute, and it's kind of a lie. It is a flat out lie to have this notion that, like, but for coal, we would all be the healthiest people in the world, and so we have to get rid of coal. So they put up a regulation that is absolutely so impossible to achieve that it will force coal plants to retire. It's a 90% compliance rate. And you know, the reason why they're doing this is because they have hated the coal industry for years. Obama started the war on coal. And, you know, all we've done is we've made the electric grid less reliable, and we've driven up the price. We're not burning less coal in America. We're just paying a lot more for it because we've made it very, very hard for coal to be produced.
And by the way, as you know, look, Missouri, a majority of the energy is provided by coal. And about 66% is the estimate.
And 20% nationwide of our electricity comes from coal. And we are not going to replace that with wind and solar no time soon. And I put on social media just the other day a reason why. Your average coal plant of, say, 850 megawatts, you know, that powers around 150,000 homes, 200,000 homes, an 850 megawatt coal plant is on about a 10, 12 acre plot of land. That same 850 megawatts, would need around 5,000 acres of solar, and solar only works half the time, if that, right? It doesn't work at night. And even when it's fully sunny, it only works about 15%. So if we're going to get rid of one coal plant on 10 acres and replace it with 5,000 acres, but we're going to do this hundreds of times over, I got a simple question there for your wonderful listeners. Where are we getting the land from? right, where are we going to get these millions of acres of land to put up all these solar panels? It's just absurd.
You know, your figure, that's interesting that only 20% essentially across the country comes from coal, and then Missouri, we're really lopsided here with, you know, 66% coming from coal. So we would maybe certainly be affected by some of this more than the rest of the country. But you're right about several of those points, as you know, because you're the expert. And I've tracked some of this here with the Obama administration over the course of the last decade and into what's happening with Joe Biden on coal. And yeah, it's been an absolute war against coal. Obviously, Daniel, you and I probably talked about this before. I'm so confused as to why we didn't put, well, I guess I know because of the environmental radicalists, but why we didn't focus more on nuclear energy in this country.
Absolutely. We should be building nuclear plants. We should be building coal plants. We should be building natural gas plants, right? Electricity is essential for our livelihood, and not just because of the way we've grown up and we watch TV, but think of the way, think of the direction our economy is going, the direction, the way our quality of life is going. It is all electric. The case in point, I won't ask anyone's age, but I am of an age that I do remember the yellow pages and you look things up. Well, we don't do that now. If you need to know the number of the restaurant, you Google it or you pull it up on your phone. Well, that's electricity, right? That number isn't stored on your phone. That is going to a search engine in one of those huge data farms. And how often are we talking about building data farms and data centers to get you that information? It gets it to you instantaneous, but it requires a ton of energy. Are we going to go back to the yellow pages? Of course not, right? And you multiply that across all the things that we do now, how energy intensive our lifestyle is. So we're using more and more electricity, and now we're pushing policies that will make electricity expensive and intermittent.
Yeah, I do remember the yellow pages, sadly, and we can just kind of move past that. But look,
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Let's segue a little bit more into a conversation about EVs, because I really do feel like there is a notion with a lot of people in this country, just because of the way that it gets discussed in the legacy media, that if you have an electric car, if you're lucky enough to have a Tesla or something else, that power, that's just magically created. There's no electricity needed for that. There's no natural gas. That you just wave a magic wand and that EV is powered as long as you plug it in. Don't you think that that's what people sort of think? Because I don't, once you start going through the process of, oh, I need a charging station, and oh, if there's other cars at that charging station, I'm not going to get as much power. And oh, you know, then if the power is drawn down at the power station, how much power do I get, you know, to go across the state? All these things. But if you don't have an EV, you don't really think about that. And you think it's a fantasy land.
Exactly. And you know, our administration, Pete Buttigieg, Jennifer Granholm, Secretary of Transportation and Energy, respectively, they will often say things like, if you have an EV, you don't have to worry about gas prices.
Right.
And that may be true, but if you have an EV and you have to build a home charging station, well, the chargers, you know, the cheap ones are $3,000 or $4,000. The good ones, the really fast ones, are $12,000 to $15,000. And now you got to hire an electrician to actually install it and buy it. But you can also anticipate your electric bill going up around $300, $400 a month. So, yeah, you're not paying for gas, but this is not free. And now what happens when the electricity's out, right? What happens when the grid fails because our grid is failing more and more? Well, my combustion engine is going to work fine, and your EV is now absolutely useless.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about the grid, because we do seem to be in a situation. We know what happened in the South. I think that was down in Texas in particular, I think a couple of summers ago, maybe even goes back three summers. But you do have predictions this time of year. The grid's not going to hold up. We get, you know, wild swings in weather. We didn't really see a lot of that manifest itself in the last 2 years. I'm not saying that that's not, you know, a reality that lingers out there. But what is the reality of what the grid can handle right now and some of the risks there, Daniel?
Yeah, well, this is the fingers crossed policy that the Biden administration is pursuing. Like, let us hope nothing bad happens. But if you look at reports of all last year, and summer's when we use the most electricity, and it's all because we're running air conditioning systems, you do get messages from the governor of California, the governor of Texas, saying, hey, everybody, electric grid has pushed to capacity. We encourage you to not do laundry, right? Don't run your dryer. We encourage you to not charge your electric vehicles right now. Well, that's absurd, right? It is not my job to curtail my lifestyle because you, the government, are failing at your job. That's what failed countries do. That's what failed states do. And they're trying to make this become commonplace. But yeah, I think the electric grid is absolutely at the brink nationwide. It is at the brink nationwide. And just one bad push in the wrong direction. You know, here's a simple thing. Look at the amount of tornadoes that we've had in the last couple of days. Very common this time of year. It's tornado season. It's tornado alley. What does a 5,000-acre solar farm do against a tornado? But you know what withstands a tornado? The coal plant. So what is going to happen when we get rid of all of our coal plants and we build wind and solar and you get one good tornado or one good ice storm or one good hailstorm? It's ruined.
That's an interesting point. I don't know that I've, you know, that's really interesting to me because there's this this area, if you drive, and I don't do this very often anymore, I used to, but if you go between St. Louis and Chicago on Interstate 55, if you get toward Bloomington, there, and the first time I did this a few summers ago when I realized what was happening, it looked like aliens were, you know, landing in the evening. I was taking a trip up on a Friday night and all of these, you know, wind farms exist and they go on seemingly forever. But you raise a good point. I never even thought about a tornado taking a bunch of those things off. That would be a major infrastructure problem, no doubt about it.
Yeah, absolutely. And these are the drawbacks, right? And I'm not knocking this industry. I'm just saying that there is no perfection in this world. I will walk you through all of the flaws of fossil fuels. I'll walk you through all the drawbacks, all of the challenges, but we have to stop pretending that wind and solar and EVs are flawless. They have their challenges and drawbacks. And quite frankly, when you weigh the two compared to each other in the context of the quality of life we have and the way we like to have our prosperity and our convenience, fossil fuels win every single time. But that honest conversation is not taking place right now. And the American people are learning the hard way of what's happening.
Daniel Turner, always great to have you on. I really appreciate it. Power the Future is the group. We'll keep on them and we'll see where this takes us. Very appreciate it. Have a great week, Daniel.
Thank you. Great to be with you.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.